It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is Bill Crawford, joined this morning by Zach Sizek, the new assistant coach at Lake Superior State, at least the newest assistant coach. We have two of them there, and Damon Witten's out of town this week, so he won't be doing either of the hockey shows. And Zach, thanks for coming in. Why don't you update our listeners a little bit on yourself, like where you played your minor hockey, college hockey, and where you've been before coming to Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, yeah, of course. Thanks for having me this morning. So I guess a little bit about me. I'm from Canton, Michigan. I played my minor hockey just in the Plymouth Stingray organization. I played there for about 10 years. Then I went on to play high school hockey at Detroit Catholic Central. After that, I played a year of junior hockey in the North American League. I played on three different teams. And then I walked on at Michigan State. I played at Michigan State for 2 years. And then after that, I did my grad school and coaching at Miami University of Ohio for 2 years. And last year, I was at the University of Notre Dame. And took this job in August.
Okay, so you worked with Jeff Jackson at Notre Dame. That's a familiar name and figure to us here at Lake Superior State in Sault Ste. Marie. That had to be a good experience. He's a great person as well as a really good coach.
Absolutely. The whole staff there, they're unbelievable people. They have a lot of very important details that lead to the success that they always have. So it was a great year.
Now, when you played at Detroit Catholic Central, how many years did you play high school hockey there? A couple?
I played three.
3 years. Did you ever play against Sault High?
4 years, but no, I didn't.
Yeah, but you had some success there. Catholic Central's usually pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was a fun group of guys. I think we had 12 or 13 seniors in my class that ended up, we all graduated together. So we had we won a lot there, so it was a lot of fun. Still my best friend still this day.
Sure. It's a great experience. That's team sports. That's what this is all about. It's why we do what we do. And, athletics, college level or any other, it's entertainment. But there's a great camaraderie you get out of team sports.
Oh, absolutely. No, especially, hockey guys always say our sport's a little different, but I feel like it is. And, there's nothing can beat being in the locker room with the guys and going on the road with the guys.
Yeah, when I talked to Jeff a little bit this summer, I hadn't met you yet. You hadn't been hired yet, but he talked about you, and he was pushing you for this job up here, and he said, it's really interesting because Zach's a lot like me. He's the third-string goalie from Michigan State who needs to get into coaching, and he's a smart young guy, and he reminds me of me. I thought that was pretty high praise.
Yeah, no, he certainly this last year, it meant a lot to me. Obviously, I got the experience there. But getting to work closely with Coach Jackson was really special, and you can't really trade that for anything.
Now we've got this group of coaches at Lake Superior State, all former Spartans. Nothing wrong with that. That's a successful program, and all of you are fairly close together from where you grew up. You got Canton and Waterford and Brighton,
right there.
That's a nice little triangle down in Detroit area.
No, it's made the I guess when I first took the job and getting to know that I knew them both already at least a little bit, but it certainly made it a little easier.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the job itself, how you've acclimated so far. You've been here a few months now and gotten used to Sault Ste. Marie, perhaps. I don't know if you're used to this weather, but it's snowing out this morning as we do this program. But it's a young team, and you work a lot with goaltenders. And tell us a little bit about what your duties are with the team and all the things that you've learned so far.
Yeah, so I guess one of my big roles would be the goaltender development. Mm-hmm. And it's something I take a lot of pride in, and making sure that I'm helping our guys as much as I can. But then also I'm going to be, call myself a defensive coordinator, is what Damon kind of coined me when I first took the job. So working on the penalty kill, working with our defensemen, working any defensive zone, neutral zone defense, along those lines.
Now, do you work every day with the goaltenders? Do you go out there and do some separate stuff with them? You know, goaltenders are a kind of an odd breed. You would know this. You're a goaltender yourself. But confidence is a very big part of goaltending, and our guys need to have that constantly built. You get three young guys here who are all pretty equal in their ability, et cetera, so they're all going to want to play. How do you handle that?
No, it's good. Obviously, I think this last weekend it was good to get all three of them some game time, and I think that all three of them played very well. And, you know, they've done a good job so far this, preseason, then early into our regular season here. But no, it is important that we go on with the guys every day. And, you know, they get their one-on-one sessions, which I think is important to build that relationship, kind of build a safe zone that, you know, things can go wrong, but it's going to stay right here between us. So, you know, we do a lot of goalie sessions, and I think guys have bought in so far, and they've done a wonderful job.
All right, we're talking to Zach Cizik this morning on Laker Hockey Talk. Damon Witten's out of town doing some recruiting work, and Zach's the assistant coach at Lake Superior State, works with goaltenders. You just mentioned you do some penalty kill work. What sorts of things do you do there, and how do you identify who would be a good penalty killer in that role?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Guys certainly have roles based on, I think, the way you penalty kill. But I think for any penalty kill, any coach looking to kind of who he wants to grab for his kill, he's going to want guys that are responsible and that they have a high hockey IQ. And obviously the ability to anticipate plays, have a good stick, can skate so he can get up on the forecheck and also anticipate in zone if you want to be aggressive. And then that probably lastly, just trying to a guy that can find shot lanes, because obviously on the PK, that's things are going to break down a lot, and you've got to be willing to block a shot every once in a while.
Now, you've worked with many teams in the past. You worked with Rico Blasi at Miami when you were a graduate student. You were at Notre Dame last year. How does Lake Superior State at this point, the Lakers have been down for 20 years now since we've had really great teams here. What do we need to do to reinstill some winning ways here in this program? And what are you seeing that you like so far?
Well, you know, I think it's you know, college hockey is just so good. I mean, last year, you know, the last team in the tournament ends up winning it by whatever they got in by 0.001 or something. So, you know, as obviously the first week of college hockey showed that anyone can beat anyone also. So it is tough. It's tough to maintain a winning team every year, let alone get one every so often. You know, it comes down to just the details every day and making sure that, you know, we're living up to our standards and we're taking pride in being really good at practice just today.
Yeah, and this weekend you're off. You don't really have games. You're probably going to have some sort of scrimmage on Saturday with the team just to make sure they stay somewhere near game shape. Big series coming up down in Alabama. That's a tough trip because it's so long. But we're off to a good start this season. I think our kids have got some confidence right now. And how do we maintain this as we take this weekend off when everybody else is playing?
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, it's kind of a weird time for a bye week. It is a little early for my liking, I think. But, you know, we're kind of letting everyone else beat up on each other right now. And, you know, it gives us time to reflect on our game a little bit and make sure guys are rested if they need it right now. And then you know, teams are still trying to figure themselves out as we are.
Yeah, and it's tough right now. I mean, you're new to the program, so you're trying to learn who all the guys are. I would imagine at this point it's just a matter of trying to recognize who is who and know names and maybe talk to people because you're so new to it. But that's got to be a difficult part, too. When you come in new, you've got to make yourself fit in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it could be a lot worse. I mean, I get to come to the rink every day, which is a privilege. And you know, we watch a lot of film. So in terms of getting acclimated to the guys, it didn't take very long. In terms of, you know, seeing them off the ice and everything like that. I think everyone still learns new things about their players every day. But in terms of that, I don't think it took very long. And I think, you know, I got a lot of help, obviously, from Damon and Mike at least given me a base of what I might expect from a couple guys and then be able to make my own opinions after that.
Yeah, coaching's changed a lot. I mean, I've been around for a long, long time and watched people like Frank Anzalone build a program here at Lake Superior State. Jeff Jackson kind of perfected it and made it even better than it was when Frank was here. But, you know, coaching's changed a lot. There's a lot of different techniques. You just mentioned video. I mean, that's a big deal right now. How do you think our coaching staff, namely Damon and Mike, compare with other coaches you've worked with? Is there a lot of similarity there in how people coach these days?
Absolutely. I mean, there. I think there's – I don't know if there's a lot of secrets to it. Like I said, I just we're working with Jeff and Paul and Andy there. I mean, there's not a lot of secrets. You go to work and you work hard and you have good details and you make sure that, you know, you're not taking any days off and good things happen. If you do good things for so long, you know, it's just positive results are going to follow.
Yeah, it's probably a situation, Notre Dame, for instance, you're talking high-end elite athletes there, but they're also, at Notre Dame, is a little different wiggle there than we might have here. I think at Notre Dame, a lot of the players are really intent on the degree, too. They want to get it. They're looking ahead to the business world or to medical profession or something. A little bit more, I think the players at Lake Superior State, they want the degree. That's why they're here. But they also want to play hockey, and hockey's the name of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, I think the getting that degree, I don't care where it's from, is, it's obviously crucial. It's that experience, the college experience is what you make of it. So in terms of getting that degree and setting yourself up for life after hockey, our job is to make sure that if they do want to play hockey after their time here, that we put them in the best position possible to do that.
All righty. We're talking to Zach Sizek this morning on Laker Hockey Talk. We're going to take a break in the program. We'll be back. We'll talk about the recruiting angle of Zach's job, etc. We'll be right back with more on Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation. But did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford chatting with Zach Sizek. He's the assistant coach, the newest assistant coach at Lake Superior State. And Zach, recruiting's a big part of the job too when you're an assistant coach. I know you and Mike York get out quite a bit. Damon's out this week. That's rare. Not very often the head coach goes out on the road anymore, but it is a week off, so he gets a chance to go see some players. But so far, how many times have you had a chance to get out, and how is that angle of the job proceeding at this point?
I've been out a ton. I don't even know if I could. It'd take me a second to actually count how many times I've been out and everywhere I've been. But no, it's a lot of fun. It's obviously, you get to go watch a lot of hockey. Now some of those days, people ask me, oh, it's awesome, you get to watch hockey, all day. And I was like, it is kind of a grind when you get out there, especially when you go to some of the showcases at the games start at 8 or 9 in the morning, and then the last one doesn't start till 8 or 8:30 at night. So it's a lot of hockey, and it's trying to identify, I guess, what you want for your program. It's certainly putting puzzle pieces together, which is fun.
Yeah, and at this point with Laker hockey, I look at this team personnel-wise. We don't lose D-men for next year, so we should be okay there, although you're always looking for a good defenseman. If you can find one, you're going to talk to him. But what is it that we need for the immediate future, and what is it that you're looking at long range? I know you go both ways there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when we go out to a game, like you said, we're always looking for you know, guys that might be able to make an impact right away. But also you have to keep in mind that guys are eventually going to graduate, and that we need to look down the road for the future. In terms of immediate needs, I think we're going to need to go a little longer to our season to assess that. Obviously, things are really good right now. I'm sure there'll be some adversity along the way, which every team has. But right now, I think we're very comfortable with where we're at, and we're looking forward to next weekend.
Now, when you go out and you watch a showcase, that is tough, because I know if you sit there all day in the rink and you're watching all this talent, you might see a kid in game at 8:30 in the morning who looks really good, but you want to make sure that he plays that same way all the time, so you got to see him more than once, etc. It's tough to evaluate talent, and then you got to go down and talk to them, and then you got to fight the assistant coach from XYZ University who's also talking to these kids, and it's tough, but I would imagine you don't have too much trouble going down and asking a coach if you can talk to so-and-so, or maybe you can't talk to them. They're too young at this point, but you can talk to the coach about them. It's a people person type job at this point, especially in recruiting. You got to be able to get along with others.
It really is. And part of that, too, is the NCAA has very strict rules about, you mentioned the age that we can talk to kids. And also, you know, during a showcase, there's certain times that we're actually not allowed to go down to the locker rooms or talk to them. So maybe the first couple of games we see them, it is more of a, you know, maybe I don't really know the kid at all character wise. So I'm strictly evaluating on his on ice talent. And then you kind of paint yourself a little picture there. And then after, you know, once you're able to talk to the kid, talk to the coaches a little bit, then, you know, hopefully perception stays the same. It's going to change a little bit, but no, it is tough. It is about relationships, and wherever the kid chooses to go to college, like we want him to be in a good fit. And if he's not going to be a good fit here, it's not going to be a good experience for the kid, which is the most important, and also the staff.
Yeah, it's very interesting to me. I've followed it closely for a long, long time now. It seems to me you really got to have a good rapport with various coaches who all the levels, USHL, BC League, Toronto Metro, CCHA, whatever it is. You got to know these people, because you got to trust them. If you're asking about a kid's character, you got to make sure that guy isn't, you know, giving you a line here that you can end up with somebody you really don't want. And the other thing, at Lake Superior, it takes a special kind of athlete. You're not going to get the kind of athlete who's looking for the bright lights and the big TV and all that sort of thing. We have some video, but that we get on with the new Flow Sport, et cetera. But it's tough to – you got to have a certain kind of character in your kid to come to Lake Superior State.
I would agree with that a little bit. I think – I don't know if the character – you know, I think any winning team wants – somewhat of the same mix of the kind of character guys. Doesn't matter where you're at, you got to love playing, and you've got to be serious about your academics. You have to be serious about how you're going to perform on the ice and what it takes to do off the ice to give you a good performance on it. Now, in terms of maybe recruiting up to the weather, I think is a big one, depending on where the kid is, kid's from originally. But no, I don't know if that much changes with it. We want people who are interested in coming here and interested in developing as people here, and then obviously us pushing them on to professional hockey when they're done.
Yeah, I think what I was getting at there, though, is you get a kid like from the USA program, the under-18s or the the 17s even, that you might be looking at for the future. A lot of those kids really want a high-profile program, and it's tough for us to get them. And the reason I bring that up is there are so many people who will email or text us, even me as a broadcaster, and they'll say, why aren't you after so-and-so whose father played at Lake Superior State? Well, you know, that's nice, and maybe the father had a great time here, etc., but that kid's high profile right now, and he's more going to look at a BU, BC, Notre Dame, Michigan than he is Lake Superior, although there are ways to explore that and find out whether these young people are interested in Lake Superior too.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, that's a unique one there too, is just the alumni base, which is obviously very, very important to this program and everything, obviously all the rich tradition of winning and building the culture here. You know, it's good to keep tabs on those guys, but at the end of the day, we only have so many spots on our team too, and it's tough to get those guys in. You know, if they're up to the level that we expect, then it's an easy fit, especially if they do have a family member who is alumni. But you know, we're doing a lot. We're looking a lot of places around U.S., Canada for players who we think are best going to fit our culture.
Yeah, at this point, with the team that we have, from what you've seen and what you've experienced in practice, et cetera, what would you identify as being areas we probably need to do some extra work on, and what at this point really pleases you as a coach?
In terms of areas to improve on, I think, you know, it's a lot of teams at this point of the season. It's just some turnovers at our blue line and then at the offensive blue line, which, you know, like I said, a lot of teams go through it right now. Just cleaning those areas up, you know, obviously getting the puck in deep when we can. Obviously, we want to encourage our guys to be creative when possible. But if we don't have numbers or it's not looking good for them, we're getting pucks deep and we're going to play a possession game. Same with breaking the puck out. If we can make plays, that's what we want to encourage. But if there's not a play there, making sure that we're making a high percentage play to allow us to go attack. Encouraging things, I think I've been very happy with our goaltending so far, not just numbers wise. You know, numbers are very minuscule right now. Not a lot of games to go off of, but I think their process has been very, very good. Coachability has been off the charts. Defenseman wise, I think we've been really tight end guys. Our D zone's been really, really good. Our neutral zone's been really good. And then offensively, I think we've started to create a lot of chances. The last game, I don't know how many shots, somewhere in the 50s. So I think it was really good. We're getting a lot of guys moving. So I think there's a lot of good things right now.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you're right on the money there. And you know, you're new to it, but how's the experience been overall so far for you personally?
It's been great. Finally, I don't know, probably a couple weeks ago, I started to finally feel like I was moved in, actually, which is nice. It's nice to go home and not have to worry about moving stuff around, so I can go home at night, make dinner, and watch my video and relax. But the area has been great. Everyone's been very, the people who have talked to me have been very supportive of Laker hockey, and also, you know, just kind of making sure that I'm okay, that I'm acclimated. Damon and Mike have been, and the rest of the support staff have been great. You know, part of this is you don't want it to feel like a transition for too long. You want to be able to get in there and make sure it feels normal as quickly as possible. And I think they've given me the freedom to do that.
All right, Zach. Well, we appreciate you sitting in here this morning. We'll get you on again before the season's over a couple of times probably, and have you on the Laker Hockey Show as well. And welcome to Sault Ste. Marie, Lake Superior State, and hey, good luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, Zach Sizek joining us this morning, Laker Hockey Talk, filling in for Damon Witten, who's out of town this week. And we'll have another show for you next Thursday morning right here on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.